Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. He Goddess is here.
Hey Cutie is here.
And we have a very special guest who will remain anonymous, but we will call her Star. So say hello, Star.
Hello.
So tonight we are drinking on
the Paloma.
Paloma. Is that really what it's called?
Yes, it is. Oh. So it's tequila, fresh grapefruit juice. I actually used a grapefruit flavored sparkling water and a splash of lime juice with the grapefruit garnish. So we're still on our healthy, you know, low calorie beverages for the month, you know, for the new year, the month. So we get on this cruise.
This is probably the only low calorie thing I've had all day.
But I'm trying. So the Paloma, wait. And it tastes great. It's light, kind of refreshing, you know.
It is. It's really good. It's really good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Oh, I didn't check to see if we had any new reviews or, yeah. So I guess I'll have to do that next week if we did. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I didn't either. I've been on vacay. So, hence why I haven't had anything low-calorie. Because I have been vacationing.
That will ruin everything
under the sun. And my brother cooked, too. Oh. Was like, what?
Was like, what?
So and we had like a custom birthday cake for my sister.
I saw like, it. It was nice. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been eating everything. So, anyway. So, let's get to the good stuff.
We're kicking off our single series, so it will be a monthly episode where we will have a guest to speak to a very specific topic that may impact, you know, other singles. So this month, what's our topic?
So our topic for this month is the 30-year-old virgin.
Yes.
They exist. They're not like
unicorns.
Unicorn.
She's fabulous like a unicorn.
But just to spotlight, I guess, a different perspective of a single person. You know, we're all single, but we all have different perspectives on dating and we're living different lifestyles. So this week, we're just going to interview a person who's living the... Are we saying sustaining? Because you're not really sustaining...
Not when
if you
know
haven't had it. Right. What do you call that then?
Abstinent?
Abstinent, yeah.
Is it? Because
you're so abstinent.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, when we work, we're going to work on our terminology and figure out exactly what that's called. But so our first question for you is, how exactly do you define
virginity?
Well, at one point in life, I defined it as, I still define it the same way. I think that when it comes to mine for religious reasons, so it's also what's said in the Bible, any sex is sex, any form of sex is virginity. So clarification, when I say that I'm a virgin, I say I'm a virgin vaginally, as in no penetration.
Do you actually say that to somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
Those exact words. Vaginally, no penetration ever, and leave it at that. Then, of course, they ask those questions from there.
Mm-hmm. How soon do you tell a guy you're a virgin?
It depends. It depends on the conversation.
Okay.
I've had people, it's been the first couple hours of the very first conversation.
Really? Wait, so this is what kills me about anyone dating.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about sex so soon?
Well, I think it depends, because we talked about this on the show before, some of the things that come up, like in the beginning. So this is a particular lifestyle that Star is living, right? That's no different than living a lifestyle of a parent. I'm probably not going to tell you that immediately, but it just may come up in conversation. You just never know what you're talking about.
Sometimes it's a joke where it's like, because I'm going to get them panties, and you're like, oh, okay. And you don't get excited about it. And they're like, what you mean? So you trying to tell me you ain't never had so-and-so? I was like, nah, I never had that either.
Okay.
And they asked something else. And they're like, so you're trying to tell me what? I was like, oh, I've never had sex. And I'm like, what you mean sex? Like,
what do you mean?
Right.
Right. Well, so that's how the conversation will come about, because I'll play with you because, I mean, I know some things, but it's like, and when you start being specific, it's like, no, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. Nope, that's not going to happen. Mm. You got to go out for that. Nope, not right. This. And I'll play along and be like, oh, you got a ring? You bought a ring already?
So you're clear, like, it's marriage, dude.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. I do say that. But sometimes it's a conversation. I've been in the moment before, and that's when they found out.
See, what, were you and I talking about this? I think it was in our, we were talking, last week we talked about sex as a weapon. And I was saying how, you know, even if you're not a virgin, you get to a point where you don't want to just have sex anymore with just whoever you're dating. I'm like, but you can't be Netflix and chilling and you hot and heavy and you.
Yeah, we can't be like chilling.
Yep, and that's what happened. It was like, I told you I wasn't direct.
Okay.
But I told you straight up, like, I don't have sex. And
he just thought he was going to be the one. See, that's what killed me about
it. Oh, they all do. But everybody thinks they're the one.
Well, I had one person. It happened twice. I had one person that was like, well, I thought you meant you just ain't had it in a long time. And the other one was like,
I mean, there have been years I felt like I was born again.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I thought you ain't had it in a long time. Something like that. Yeah, that's really what it was. And then the other one was just like, I just didn't know. It's like, I told you.
Right, right.
You didn't listen. You heard what you wanted
to hear.
I was specific in what I said. Did I directly say, I'm not having sex with you? No, I didn't. But I just said I don't have sex. So that's not what I do.
So your motivation for maintaining the lifestyle, you alluded to your religion, your faith. Is that the only motivation or is it the primary motivation?
I would say initially that was the motivation. At this point, I'm too old to be crazy. So my thing now was like...
You crazy meaning that you think sex makes people crazy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Because that means you've taken something that I've held on for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
And you think you better go somewhere?
Oh boy.
So I'm too old to be crazy for something like that to happen. And because there's been times that I've slept over with guys, and the next day I'm like, so happy that didn't happen. Because in the mindset it's like, oh, I like him. This is that and the third.
Yeah.
Even some of my exes, and I'm like, so happy that didn't happen. Because if it would have, I would be crazy over somebody who's not worth anything.
Right.
Yeah. Have you ever dated a virgin?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, would you date a virgin? So if you met a dude now that was, let's say, 35 or, you know, whatever, I don't know your dating age range, would you date a virgin?
I wouldn't be against it.
I guess I wonder why you don't primarily seek out men that are virgins.
How would I find out?
Yeah, because it's not like they walk around with, hi, I'm a virgin.
I mean, I guess not.
Oh, is that a dating site we should cream?
Look at hell yeah.
Yeah, that could be true. Because how do you really know? Because just like, because I've met people now that was like, yeah, girl, my husband was my first one and we didn't do it until after we got married. Wow. I'm like, okay, there are people that are our age that do the same thing.
There are. I've dated one.
So I've never like.
Really?
I have.
I've known friends that have done it too.
I know you broke out with him when you found out. That's nasty, right?
But so this is how I look at it. Like, well, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you have difficulty in dating because of your lifestyle? Because there comes a point where sometimes guys don't want to wait, or they feel like they're going to be able to cross the finish line, even though you've said this isn't happening until we get married. And if you have those particular issues, then wouldn't it just be easier to eliminate that element of the dating process by being with someone else who's a virgin, right?
If it was just that easy. I feel like there's more female virgins than there are male virgins.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think they exist.
Or, right, because I was going to say, or is it that they lie about it?
True.
Or not
men
even
lie. Like men lie men, about being a virgin?
Yeah, because I think from a male's perspective, I think they get more pressure to be a ladies' man from their peers than women get from their peers to, you know.
And I would kind of question, how are you 40 years old and you ain't done nothing? So what are you experienced at? You know, what have been your issues? Have you been in a corner type thing? Nothing against that, but it's kind of like I would have a lot of probing questions, just like somebody would for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think it's easier, like you say, men have more pressure because they have their cousins and their daddies and their brothers and coworkers and all their friends that they hang with talking about it all the time since they was 14 and 13.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I'm looking at it like, one, if I were a virgin, I would totally want to date a man who was a virgin because of that, though. So if you've been able to withstand this type of pressure and what society is saying you should be doing, mm-hmm. you're strong enough to, you know, withstand that.
But to know why, because everybody's why is not the same, too.
Very yeah. true. So if it were for religious reasons.
Then right? I don't see a problem with it at all. I don't see a problem with it at all. It's just, last time I met one was in college.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's easy. But, I mean, likewise, I don't think it's easy for men either. If I was a man who was seeking out a woman who's a virgin, I mean, that's not easy. It's not like you're just walking up to people. But it's like religion. Like, if I knew I wanted to raise my kids under the Jewish faith, then
it limits your pull.
It's yeah. difficult for me to keep trying to convert men to Judaism versus right. just going to find a Jewish man. And right. that might not be easy to find the one that I like, that I love, that I'm compatible with, but I should probably use that as a starting metric to just make the process easier.
Yeah.
But we do need to start a dating site or at least have a section for those men because I do think they exist.
I guess it's, are they willing to be advertised in that way too? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
without lying.
No, I think if it's about their faith, so the one person that I'm thinking of, it was about his faith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he cared. I don't think he was embarrassed about it because he truly felt like he was doing what God had called him to do.
Okay.
So, then that would probably be the most case I would see for men. It would be either one extreme or the other. Like, either
he's corny.
He's religious corny. Or you just ain't dated nobody ever.
Yeah, he might be corny, though.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be. No, I mean, so rude.
Look at you. Yeah, he might be corny.
I'm sure he's going to be. That's so rude of me. My bad, fellas.
No, I mean, I'm just, look, you. So first of all, you know I'm all for the corny dudes anyway. I like to work with them. I don't want nobody to finish product.
I mean, I guess it all depends on corny. Because again, for me, it's personality.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he might be quirky, but he may not be corny. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't necessarily have to be just straight up corny. I don't think you date a straight up corny dude.
You would have to say what your corny means.
Yeah.
Because corny like geeky or corny like...
Just like, I'm trying to think of an example of
antisocial corny, like screech corny.
Screech.
Yeah, screech would be corny.
Screech is weird.
Right.
I think you're teetering on that. Like, weird.
And we're showing our age.
Yeah.
Anyway. Screech. I can't think of a corny, because even Urkel Estefan was very attractive to me.
Yeah, because I feel like everybody has two sides of them, so even if they're corny, they got some other side.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, this is slightly random, but it just came to mind. Have you dated outside of your race?
Not unless you want to say they were mixed.
Okay. I'm just wondering how men of another race would handle.
I know. That would be. I think we need to set you up so we can figure it out. No? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Have that comparison because I can't. It's hard enough for me dating. I couldn't imagine having, you know what I mean, that.
You'd be surprised how many men stay just because of that.
Is it because they're trying to be the one, or is it that they're really into you and want to be in this relationship with you?
One or the other. So it's either like, ain't nobody had you, so let me keep you in my back pocket. Meanwhile, I'm going to go hit these streets.
Now I'll be like back. The exclusive person that has the intention.
Then you'll find that a lot of people would be like, my ex from high school, they used to be like, I know he hit that. And I was like, Okay. Never. Even in college, it was just like, Yeah, I know so-and-so getting that because, ironically, I've always dated people who were in the limelight.
Okay.
So it's always weird. So I don't know what they tell everybody.
Right.
But the guy from high school, he was a virgin. He lost his virginity 2 months after we broke up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was his based on faith or was it out of some other? Because I know they do like that, the virginity. I don't know what they call it.
Oh, she broke his heart and then he just had to go run into another woman's arms. Yeah. That's what happened.
Ironically, I was a little player.
From being
my Let's talk about this.
How you play, guys? I don't know, but he got mad like, I can't do this no more. I was like, do what?
You broke that man's heart.
And he dated some other chick.
And she stole his virginity. That talks him right out of his... I was going to say...
Talked him out of his box.
His box. No, his mama was still calling her my name. It's okay.
Ooh. Wow. That's my
I'm like, she bought me a gift for high school. Graduation. We broke up before high school graduation.
Oh, she liked
it. She told me, don't nobody pay bills here but me. So if you want to come over here for Thanksgiving, you can come.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh... Okay.
Nah, I'm not.
Not gonna be there.
Awkward turtle.
Yeah. I used to always have like multiple guys at one time. Because I never dated guys that went to the same school as me.
Oh, so you was definitely a player. Say what?
Yeah, my email address used to be Pimpstress.
What?
Pimpstress. I mean, that's ideal to be a pimp though, especially when you know.
Well, yeah, that you're not doing anything.
So that was another thing. I feel like I'm too much of a, I have male mannerisms that I feel like if I had sex, I would be a hoe. Because it would be like, you know how guys are like, I got her, and I would be like, yeah, him, he next.
I don't think you would.
Probably not, but a couple years ago.
If you were
ago,
younger, yeah. Possibly.
I think, and this is just purely my opinion, I think those male tendencies will soften after
they
the
do.
Two.
I used to have, even with the age though, because I used to have, I mean, I still do, like, but not when it comes to, I think, the way I think about situations and relationships is not very feminine all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm still a woman. I still have those feelings. But I think I'm just good at not feeding into it.
See, I just got feelings.
You just
like
started
the last four years. You can ask anybody. Because even my ex from high school was like, you got a rock inside of you.
Mm.
I was like, what you mean? I got a rock inside of me. You ain't got no heart.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
So do you think is there a part of you that is guarded? One, because you are guarding something that's very, very special and extremely powerful. And you just don't want to waste time, right?
I think I'm guarded to a sense, but a lot of times when people confuse my personality with being guarded, it's not really me being guarded because I'm more of an open book than I am guarded. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. I don't sugarcoat anything, beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. Just like the conversation could come up in the first couple hours or it can come up 2 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem telling someone anything about myself.
Because you're not ashamed of it. So
yeah, so I wouldn't say necessarily I'm guarded. I think at one point I am, but if I'm guarded, it's not because of that.
Gotcha.
It's because of other things.
Okay.
Okay.
How have you struggled with, like personal challenges outside of relationships, outside of male-female relationships as it relates to your lifestyle? Like, how do you deal with, you know, having friends who might just be, like, hoeing around or going particular places where you might feel uncomfortable because of your lifestyle?
I wouldn't say I'm uncomfortable. A lot of my friends, quote, that are hoeing around, I don't know if they're hoeing around. I find out through other people.
Wait, what?
So,
how you don't know your friends are old, though? Your friends are young, you if they old.
But my thing is that's why I say,
Cutie, I want you to tell me if you hoeing. I want to know first. I don't want to have to find out from
But I just say, but I don't have sexual conversations. And I think some of people may not have, and that can be the difficulty in relationships. People don't have those sexual conversations with me. I think that outside of my sister and maybe some of my best friend, it's been, like, even my best friends, we didn't talk about sex till later. Because now I'll be like, did you have sex with that nigga? That's why you acting like that? And then now it's opened up that way. And I feel like they don't come to me about sex because of that.
Yeah.
And so that could be the difficulty. But now it's just like, I know just as much as you. I just don't know how I feel when it's inside of you.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, though, kind of on that. Have you ever had friends that were hoeing and then because, like, association, people start thinking, okay.
Because in college, my ex used to, after I stopped hanging with some girls, he was like, yeah, man, my boys was like, dang, do she get down like them?
Oh, wow.
Because, so they high-fiving him. Meanwhile, he's just high-fiving back and that's it.
But that's what kills me about men, though. Because then you're just feeding into that whole, but, okay.
Well, but to his defense, it's really not their business.
It's not.
So, but it's also right. Too.
Yeah, you're it's right. Not. But then either way, if he says, no, we're not doing that, one, I think that's too much information for an outside person.
But no.
But then if he says, yes, we are doing it, then you're lying. But either way, it's still too much information.
If their label is hoes, can you represent me as your girl? I'm saying, I'm not one of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and I don't know what conversation he actually said. Right. He probably said, nah, she not like that, and leave it at that.
Right.
Without saying any more.
Right. Yeah. But there are ways to say.
But yeah.
Chill.
Because I think a lot of times, because I wouldn't say I went through a period where I tried to change my persona because this dude tried to come at me on some. Because I do go out. Mm-hmm. I do party. They say I dance like I'm having sex. Things like that. So I've had people come at me like, so you dance with me in a club like that and you don't want to give it up? And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So a lot of times people have given me this, what's the word I want to use? They think of me as that type of person. So okay. It's like, oh, I know I'm going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was a skinny girl that had no type of shape, it'd be different. But anytime I gain weight, everybody's like, oh, I know somebody hitting that. It's like, oh, if only you knew hips don't spread because you're having sex.
Really? They don't?
If that was the case, it'd be a lot of thick women. Because in high school, I think, when I came back in college and somebody was like, oh, you get thick. I know he hit that. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, came back from break.
It's really age.
My family was like, right. Ooh, I'm like, it's Charlotte. Age. I was like,
It's all age. But that's interesting. So, how did you feel internally wanting to kind of change your persona and your reputation, even though really you shouldn't have to, right? Because you should be able to dance how you want to dance and wear what you want to wear and interact with people however you choose without being labeled. So how did you kind of deal with that?
Once personally? I realized that, you also have to put yourself in a predicament of how you judge others.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those things where you don't have an on-off button if it's natural. If it's natural, I go to dance and have a good time. Now, there are probably some things you couldn't do, but you're not sliding no hands in my pants. You're not doing this. I don't have anybody. There's nobody doing anything inappropriate. If you even try to grab me, I'm going to slap you. You grab my hand. You try to slap my butt. Any of that stuff, I don't play that. I'm going to dance with you because it's my song on, and you just happen to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of one of those things where I had to get over that and not worry about what other people think because I know who I am and what I'm here for. Now, you on the other hand might be here for other things, but I had to think also that every person in the club that's bent over and is talking to people don't mean they're about that life.
Right.
Very true. Because, you know, hey, cutie. No, that's not. I'm just messing with you, boo.
But I also think it's different because, like, I didn't really, I didn't really go to the clubs and dance and stuff like that. So I feel like everybody has their club spurt. I don't care how religious you are. You have your party spurt, whether it was from 18 to 21, 15 to 18, 22 to 25. You go through that. Now, I probably won't dance with you unless I'm with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, now it's just kind of like,
I'm like that too.
Yeah. Like, and now if I'm on vacation and he's fine.
Well, that's like, different. But
I might go back it up and then leave because I'm not trying to get your number. I probably won't even get you again. Yeah. Like, it's different because whatever. I'll never see you again. I'm good. So I'll do stuff like that. But on a regular day, it's just like,
yeah. Yeah. I usually will go out and dance with a bunch of girls or I'm two stepping on the side. But I don't want some dude I don't know. Because guys just, and it's crazy that at this age, right, they think they can come and rub up on you too. I don't know you.
I don't want to feel your much.
I don't like that either.
You got hard from a dance.
That's ridiculous, right? You don't know me. Right. So,
it's different when you got history.
Right. You have no history. You just up in here horny as hell.
I mean, I dance with the boo. But that's different. So I'm going to dance with him. But otherwise, I just don't want you touching me. And if I'm out, it's because I think I look really, really cute. And so I don't want your
Absolutely not.
You know, unless you're in my perfume. I just don't. I don't want anybody to think I'm with you. I just need my space.
That's why I won't dance unless we are dating and we're talking. I will dance with you. I don't want you. Mm-mm.
I'll walk away in a minute and be like, I'll do my song by myself.
Like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Unless I'm really, really drunk.
Girl. Yeah.
But if I'm drunk, I'm really going to dance with somebody that's cute. Like, oh, girl, he's cute. I'll be back. That's about it. But more than likely, I'll be out of town for that.
So your last relationship. Well, one, where do you tend to meet guys?
Mm-hmm. Well, since I changed my persona...
at the book club. Is that what you mean? At the book club.
Let me see.
Bible study.
Most recent. Well, let me not even say most recent because they don't live here.
Various through friends.
Yeah. A lot of times, okay. I would say would be through friends. Going to a house gathering is where I've met most of the people in general. A lot of times, I meet guys out. I've met dudes at the grocery store. On the fruit aisle, I've met
ladies,
guys.
Listen, I've been telling y'all this.
I've met guys,
The drive-through, is he in the window?
He was like going back to his car. It was, I had 1 year of, you never know who you're going to meet. And that year is probably when I met the most guys ever in my life. So it was just kind of like, oh, you never know, because this could be the future man, and this could be a networking opportunity. I'm not going to count that out. And I think that was the year I met a guy in a drive-thru. Like, we were pulling, I don't know where I was. Wasn't in Charlotte. And we were pulling up, and a guy was leaving out, and I'm good for, I'll stare you down. I rolled down the window. Y'all okay? Something like that. But I want to say they walked by our car.
Excuse me.
And then was like, hey. And then it was like a couple guys. And the guy came to my side. We talked a little bit. I literally had the drive-thru. And met a guy there. It's like I met a random guy. And literally, like how I look now. And I was walking through the fruit aisle.
Why do you always want to approach us when we busted down? Like, broken.
Did y'all talk to me at Ross? Like, I'm in the shoe section. First, I went from the home section to the shoe section, and he was following you. Then you held a conversation with me all the way to the women's pants section. And I was just like, I know you're not looking for pants, so.
Women's pants, I hope you're not.
So he was like,
if you are, why are you talking to me?
Right. Unless it's your mom.
Don't fuck.
No.
But he really did talk to me the whole time, but those guys really haven't lasted. It's normally been a mutual friend. Like, I met you at somebody's house. If somebody has a house gathering, I feel like to the point that you came here, we have some type of ties where you're good to go.
Okay.
So.
That's why I need to have my Shamps and Apps party. I hope the boo is listening. I'm missing out on love connections because you don't want me to have my Shamps and Apps party.
But you have to have it with no intentions.
This one, all she got is intention.
All I got.
Yeah, definitely. So you have to change it up or not for people to meet each other. but kind of on some, hey, I'm having a gathering, you should come out.
Oh, that's what she's going to do. And then okay. invite specific
people. And then you have your background. You oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
Right.
But I got all the single people.
But then you tell people to at least bring a friend, because if everybody comes individually, they know it's a setup. Men normally come by themselves, but women are going to want to bring, oh, hey, can I bring a friend? Or
I'm your friend.
Okay. Yeah. You'll know, but you'll know people there. I'll be
yeah.
there. I'll be there.
Whenever it happens.
You'll know me.
But yeah, happens. And then you kind of, I mean, you can always make people have conversations. Like, oh, this is so-and-so, and both of yes. y'all do so-and-so, and so
and then that's the thing.
Oh, my God, I have the perfect person for you.
Who?
Yes. Don't worry right? about it.
Do I know him?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a matchmaker, like, deep down inside. I just don't have enough single friends to really, like...
It's the guys. You have a ton of women. We already have two other ones that are on three that are like, look, hook us up.
But they don't want to act right. But Star's acting right. I think they're ready. Right, and she's,
Star's, oh, top of the list,
girl. I mean, I'll be open to. Yeah, I don't... The eyes are limitless at this point. It's just, it doesn't matter. Kind of, like I say, you don't know who you meet.
So do you have a timetable in which you would like to be married?
Not anymore. Okay. I did back when I was like 21.
Okay.
What do you mean not anymore? You're like, you're 86. Like,
yeah, I did then because I was supposed to be married and with two kids at this point.
Oh.
And yeah, so once that marriage didn't quite happen, it was like, so what you think you're doing again? So now it's just kind of like whatever. Whenever it happens, it happens. I feel like when it does happen, it's going to go boom, boom, boom. Because ain't nobody going to be trying to wait 2 years to get married.
Look.
This situation. They ain't going to be trying to wait. I mean, and I've known people also that have dated someone they lost their virginity to, and then they got married to them as well. And I don't, I'm at the point now that I don't want to promote that.
Yeah.
But
it's still a chance.
Yeah. But it's still one of those things where, nah, I would prefer, honestly, to not have any form of sex at all.
So, but you can control that, right? So, I mean, you would be the one to decide if there's oral sex or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
blah, blah. I think those guys are out there. I mean, I had a friend. Where does she live? I think they live in Texas now or something. And I don't think either of them were virgins, but they were both extremely religious, and she mm-hmm. was like a preacher's kid or whatever. And she started dating this guy, and they had this understanding, you know, we're not going to do anything sexually. But it was so serious to them. Like, he lived in another city. He would have to come visit her. He would get hotels. They would never spend the night together.
I've heard of
they wouldn't
too.
Like, I want to say maybe they kissed, but it wasn't like no long, like we not, like they just didn't do any of that because they felt like it was too much temptation.
Because when you're in the same room, if you're naturally attracted to someone, it's just what happens.
And that's, she said it was just too much for her to continue to do that. And I mean, they're married now, like two kids, they've been married. How long have I been in Charlotte? 10 years? They've probably been here like 8 or 9 years.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I don't know if she's happy. She looks happy on Facebook, so that's good enough for me.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Right.
She looks happy on Facebook. I don't really know what's happening behind closed doors, but I'm just saying, like, I think you would have to go into it with another person, not like you're convincing him or he's saying, okay, because of you, I'm going to, you know, engage in this lifestyle. Versus him saying, I'm engaging in this lifestyle. You're engaging in the same lifestyle or similar lifestyle or whatever. Let's see if we can make a relationship work.
Right. That's why I think it would kind of be easier to have long distance.
I don't know, though. Because then when you get together, that energy is there.
Long distance is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't.
You're gonna be wanting to be like going Charlotte to airport bathroom at this point. Yeah, if you played it like maybe a month, I think that's probably the longest time the boo and I would go without seeing each other. But that month felt like a really, really long time. And then you just get to the point where it's like something as simple as
all
going
sight.
To movies on a Friday.
Like,
yeah, like I just want to feel his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm not a touchy-feely person.
Oh, see, I am. Yeah, I am, yeah. It would just be like, this is whack.
So more than likely, he'll be more touchy-feely than me.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
An extrovert.
Yeah, so you're looking for what? What are you looking for in a guy? What's on your list?
You want to see my list?
Yes.
Yep. Bust it out.
It better be long, too, because I'm so tired of men telling us what their long list is, so I want to hear a woman with a long list.
No, my list isn't really long, though.
Make it long.
But I do have it in my notes in my phone.
Oh, I love that. Do you, like... Do you, like, refer to the list when you're on dates?
I've copied and pasted before.
Okay.
When somebody asked me. It's not long. So my list is just pretty simple. A guy that takes initiative, determined, a relationship with God, values family, adventurous, open-minded, supportive, confident, and that can keep me under control.
So that last one.
I was about to go all into that. All into this.
Please, let's get into that.
Yes. What does that mean?
As in, like, don't let me run over you. I've dated several men that are
too easygoing. Yes. Girl, I'm like,
and they're not just yes to me, they're yes to everyone. So I have a problem with that type of person that I run over them. And I've noticed the ones that haven't lasted are passive aggressive. And
passive aggressive, yeah.
Where
they
do just enough to get by, but they're still going to say yes. Like, oh, you can't have those red bottoms, but I'll get you some Louis Vuitton. Like, it's just what? Like, you're still going to do it, but I just don't like people who have told me no. At one point in life, when I was pimpstress, it was no problem with you telling me yes. Like, I knew. Oh, girl, I ain't got to worry about that. You're going to wash my car, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. And when I get back, the oil going to be changed. It's going to be done. And I ain't got to worry about it. But now I want it to be more of, no, this is what we're going to do. I need you to be able to stand your ground and say what's going to happen versus I'm running the show. And I think a lot of times it goes in and how the conversation starts. So a lot of times I sit back and let things happen. But there's so many men out here that are so used to a woman's lead. And it could be related to a single parent home or the use of the woman knowing what to do and they're listening to them. But I'm not about that life. If you can't tell me no, if I ask you for $50 and you just give it to me without saying what you're doing or what you need it for, I think that's a little too much.
Well,
but I'm speaking from experience. Also, there was somebody who were... It was so much of a giver that they didn't know how to say no.
Okay.
And I think that you need to know how to say no. And you need to know how to tell me, like, look, you got an attitude right now and you need to fix that and figure this out. We'll talk later.
You need a man's man, basically.
And to deal with that. Because outside of that, I've talked to a lot of men who don't have a backbone.
That's all interesting. Because... Right. Yeah, I probably would say, no, don't tell me no. I want to hear yes.
She wants to hear yes.
But do you
I don't want
a lot?
No.
No, the boo never tells me no.
But it's the dynamic of it where I know exactly what you're saying because I'm like that too. I don't want a man that I feel like I can run over because I don't want to run over you.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be with you because I know I can run over you. You need someone that has, you have to stand for something. Like, you have to have a limit. I just can't ask you, I want that shooting star. You're going to be online trying to buy me the next star. You know,
exactly.
No, dude. Say no. Say, look.
You know, I really want the star, and if you get it for me,
that'd
be great.
Right. As he puts on his suit to get his spaceship.
Yes.
They got spaceships. Which time is
launching,
the next one leaving?
Launching when?
Yeah. Is he going to drive you down there?
Yeah, and I've had guys that are like that.
Can you put gas in my car before I go?
Right.
And I'm going to need money so I can get back home.
What to do while you're gone? Like...
Yeah,
he got it. Crazy.
But they have men like that, so I don't want that. Like,
but I think it's just, it's a balance because the boo does not tell you yes to everything. And if he doesn't. He will not say immediately yes. He will make you, work through whatever. Right. And then All right.
And I would be okay with that.
Yes.
But not the immediate yes.
Yes.
How high? Right. Jump where?
The thing is, I think you have to, so when I think about the dynamic between me and the boo, he is, he has a very quiet disposition. But it's like, it's silent strength though, right? Yeah. So whereas I'm, you know, I'm all over the place. I got all these different ideas and stuff. And he'll listen and listen and kind of nod. And I think it's a yes, but eventually it never happens because right. he's just letting me mellow out. Yes. You know? And then it's like, yeah.
But he's, but in that way, he's learning how to control. And I think I would be okay with somebody. I think if it's somebody who's a major extrovert like me naturally, I wouldn't want to date him because it's not going to work. Because we both can't go to the party and everybody's talking, and we all talking. Yeah. Like, somebody, it has to be some type of opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't. Mm-mm.
You need that. Yeah, you definitely need that because, you know, if I'm standing on the tabletop, I need somebody to be like,
you need to,
go sit down.
Right. But we both can't. It's not going to hold us
back. It ain't going to hold us. Right? But I know I'll be on there.
We're going to get us out of jail.
Okay. I know I will be on the table. I'm there. So
yeah, so that's probably the biggest thing. And ironically, the only time people start saying no is when I'm like, let's do it tonight. And they'll be like, no. And guys like, people tell you no, I say, you'd be surprised. Yeah. And they'll be like, no, I'm not going to, that's not going to be me. Okay. All right. I tried. Don't ever say I didn't ask you.
Yeah, but I can imagine a guy doesn't want that responsibility.
Right. Just like I don't want to be crazy.
Yeah. Ooh, when you get married, though.
I got so many people lined up. I have people that I've known for years that would be like, so you still down? And I'm like, are you still asking me some 15 years ago? Are you still asking me this?
Wow.
Yeah. I have people now that ask me probably once a year. Like, so you good? You still good?
So what do they mean? As in,
they want to make sure that, because everybody wants to know who this man is going to be. So I will never, I'm at the point now that if I was serious with someone, I would never say anything. Because it's too many people
waiting.
That can't wait
For
to find out. Well, you'll find out on the wedding day.
Right.
Do you think people who maintain this lifestyle sometimes rush marriage, though, because of that?
I think early on, yes. I feel like it depends on your dating experience. I know people, that's what I was saying, I don't think it's going to be 2 years. I think I'm at the point now where I can meet you, just like they say, the whole men in 30 days, I'll know if we're going to be anything more. And if we're not, obviously, I'm just using you to waste time and fill a void because I know it's not going to be anything more. I think a lot of people that I've known that either are virgins, they lost their virginity, and then they start abstaining again. Mm-hmm. Engaged January, wedding August type thing.
But is that... So that's rushing it, right?
I think it's rushing to an extent, but I feel like it depends on your dating experience and who you're dating. Because I feel like at a certain maturity point, you know what you want and what you don't want. Mm-hmm. You know what happens when you meet somebody. You know those things. And a lot can happen in 3 years that could happen for somebody in 6 months.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be, and there's some people who have sex and they still get married in 6 months. Type thing. Yeah. And a lot happens during that time. So I do think some people rush it. I do think it can be rushed because it's kind of like, you know, things are good and I got to get that type thing. Because I personally don't think I'll be in a relationship for 2 years before I get married.
Wow. I mean, I guess I'm thinking like 6 months just doesn't seem like a long enough time, but you hear so many like examples. Like I should have two cousins who got married in less than 6 months. One cousin, I think it was 6 months.
Okay.
And it was long distance. The other cousin, they got married between like 6 to 8 weeks after they met.
Oh, wow.
They've been married like 10 years. Wow. Both of them have been married like over 10 years, but then it's like...
But how old were they?
Let's see. So the one cousin got married like 16. She probably was like 26. 25, 26, but she's not 35 yet. I think, well, she might be like right at 35.
Okay.
They've been married like 10 years. Then my other cousin, she's a little bit older, so maybe she's like 37. Mm-hmm. And they've been married.
I feel like it's a maturity in your dating life, too. If you dated and met enough people, it's just like being experienced in anything else. You don't have sex with enough people, you know about yourself enough. So I think a lot of that plays a role. I feel like I said now, if I meet somebody, I can tell you up front if this is going to happen or this is not going to happen. I can just tell by our interaction what's going to work.
Whew. I don't know. If I had advice to give, I would say wait the 2 years.
I'm not against it. I just don't think it's going to happen. And I think it's going to be one of those, I personally don't want to have a whole engagement process. It's going to be like, oh, we're going to get married. All right, let's plan this trip. Let's book this trip. Mm-hmm. We're going to go get married. When we get back, we're going to be married. We'll tell everybody then. And we'll have a reception in 6 months. And it'll already be laid out. Boom. And leave it at that. Because it's just, I'm not dating a date anymore. Either you about that life or you ain't about that life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it still takes time to get to know someone.
I agree with that.
You know,
how much do you ever know a person? Well, I mean, you only know what they want you to know.
Very true. So, time. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, you can only keep the representative up for so long. Yeah. And I think, I agree with you. I think in the beginning, you kind of know if somebody's different and if they're serious and if they meet the mark, if you will. Like,
and what happens during that time? Because in 6 months, when you get to learn somebody, get to know somebody, it's things that happen in each other's lives that help you. Because if they done, their mom done died, they lost a job, they lost a dog, they tried to commit to it, all of that happened in 6 months, you can learn a lot about that person.
Yeah. You will,
within that time frame versus somebody else. It could take 3-4 years before those instances happen and you have those experiences. That's why I say it kind of varies.
It does.
But if you have those like crazy life experiences while you're talking to somebody, you can really get to know how they react to everything.
How they
start knowing about their family. Yeah. You start knowing about everything. How they make decisions on impulse. You know, are they the money maker of the family where everybody need money from them?
Definitely want to find that on. You want to find that out early on.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
family dynamics is like
my first conversation. Honestly, is family dynamics. I was talking today about. I said sibling orientation is big for me. To know about someone that starts it off, and then even asking somebody about family traditions, like what do you do, what is this, what is that, and because somebody could say, oh, we don't do anything, so you're not family oriented, or you are, that's when you can start asking more questions to figure out where do they fall in their family line. Is their family together? Are their friends their family? You know, how is their family set up, type thing, but that tells you more about how they make decisions.
It's so important.
So, and that's their lineage. That's blood. You can't change that.
Right.
So, that plays a major role, but yeah, sibling orientation for me has been big, just because some people are the oldest, and that's why they act the way they act. Some people are 1 of 10. That's why they act the way they act.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think that's like, I'm the youngest, and I'm just used to people saying yes and doing things.
I'm the youngest.
Thank you, too. She don't like nobody tell her no either. I'm listening to what she
says. You don't like it, but you want to work for the no, for the yes?
Right. I mean, I don't want you to hand me everything. I'm willing to work.
Why would I want to work? Like, I don't understand. Right.
I like a challenge.
I probably want you to do it so I don't have to do it. Like, that's just how lazy I am. I don't want to have to do nothing. I don't want to do nothing.
The goddess speaking.
Yes! Like, come on.
Yeah, if you tell me yes too fast.
It really depends on what it is. If I'm asking for your help, for one, say yes. Because I don't ask. If I can do it myself, it will be done. I won't ask for help. But if I'm asking you for help, just bring your ass over here and help me.
Right.
But if it's just some, I don't know. I can't even think of.
A game you want to go to or something. Like, it's the day of the game.
Really? Like, this is so crazy to me. So, it's so funny because Boo and I literally just had a conversation about this. We were at the mall. Before we went on vacation to get some shoes or a coat or something. Walked through Sephora.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm always on the search for the Kat Von D lip stain.
Yes.
And it had an extra color. I got 2 now.
Did you get the one you wanted?
Yes.
Okay.
So they had it. And on the way coming into the mall, I checked to see if they had it. But he didn't want to stop because we only had like an hour before the mall closed. So I found the color. I told the lady, hold it. We'll get back. So when we walked back through, I was like, can you buy this lip gloss for me? And he was like looking at me crazy. And I was like, please? And he bought it. And then he was like, why? And I was like when we were talking about it, I was like, I really didn't want to have to go in my purse and take my wallet out. I just didn't feel like it.
No, ma'am.
I don't understand what the big deal is. Boo, and he'd I'll just be looking at
you.
Me like,
I'll be praying.
Right.
Why? I'm like, it's lit.
Forever. Look at forever.
He's stuck with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's for no other reason that I just didn't feel like my purse is heavy. I had to go through that like two zippers to get it.
Girl.
And you just be looking at
me. Yeah, let me get it out for you. You don't want
to
dig in
but and get to save the talk there, I would have just, you know, pay for it and leave. What? What'd you just ask?
Yeah, no, that's what he did. Because, again, he's not going to, like, say have no and have a scene yeah. and a confrontation. Mm-hmm. But
not with this like, one. Not with this one. Don't yeah. do it.
No, let me tell you something so funny. So my steamer stopped working. And I'm on the phone with him like, the steamer doesn't work. I'm going to take it back to Walmart. He's like, I'm not in it. I don't want any part of it. I don't care if the steamer doesn't work. I'm not going up there with you.
Go by yourself.
Not what he's saying.
No, yeah, not with this one.
I'm going Walmart. 10 at Walmart mm-hmm. if they don't give me another steamer. I don't even know if I got it from Walmart, probably but I'm worse. Taking it back.
Really, though?
I really don't
Can
know.
You check but Walmart to see if they sell it there?
Exactly.
They don't even
Thank
care
you.
If, yeah, they take back everything.
They
don't so encourage her.
The right person, they care, like, if they stuff, but I'll go off long enough till I get another one. Anyway, we're off topic.
As usual. Gosh, the foolishness.
So, we were talking about, like, your dating life and how you meet guys. And have you ever tried online dating? Mm. And would you put your lifestyle in your profile?
I haven't before. Because I feel, and I wouldn't even take it as a turn off. I would feel like too many people would be interested because of that.
As a challenge, yeah. I could see that.
So, I wouldn't put it out there because it's kind of like you meeting somebody and you saying, hey, my name is Star, and I'm a virgin. Yeah. So who would really say that, you know, up front right. in the first conversation? I've done the free online dating. Met a guy.
Yeah. You got to go through a couple of duds online.
A couple, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the only person that I physically, like, straight up met, never met you before. And this was on... It's a little swipe one.
Tinder?
Yeah.
Ooh, would you try Christian Mingle?
I'm scared of that. I feel like a lot of hoes on there.
Stop.
Jesus in the street, Satan in the sheets.
I feel like people intentionally go on there because they feel like they look... Yes.
There's so much hoeing going on in church. Churches.
Like, that's the main place. Like, right. If I go to church to find... This guy told me... I ain't never gonna find a man. And I need to go to church and find a choir boy or somebody on the usher board if I want somebody who ain't gonna be able to stay. I was like, nah, they probably not in church. But
no,
okay.
They in church. They in church.
But,
yeah. Because you gotta think
go
about like
find
this,
them if, there.
If you're a man though, and you're abstaining. In church, and you're active in church, you're the freaking man at church. All women want you because they think you're golden. You're this,
right?
You know,
right. As women are at church. He ain't abstaining.
Well, he might be abstaining, but they throwing it at him left and right. So
okay.
I can imagine they throwing it at him.
I would definitely agree with that. Oh goodness.
But why not though? Like,
I just wouldn't pay for online dating. It's too many ways to meet people.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for anything.
Just because I feel like this is the
really
perfect.
You can get
my friend
free.
Said that what she say about dating people on dating sites are people who don't know how to have introverts who don't know how to have conversations with people in person. She said something like to that extent where the guys that I have met is just kind of like maybe you're right. And she's a person that was an introvert. They can have a full-blown conversation behind the computer because they can type it up and think about it and do all that versus me. I meet people, I just may not have met him.
Right.
So I meet people often, but it's just like I'm not, so the whole conversation is nothing but those, what did she say? She said they're awkwardly social.
Awkwardly social. I don't know. I mean, I think online dating just opens up the dating pool.
Until you start seeing people you know on there.
I've never done that. I've never seen anyone I've known on there. But I ain't got time for that online dating pool. I'm sorry.
Me too. Well, I didn't see him. No, back when I was on Match.
Okay.
There was this guy, Derek. I used to be on the Urban League board with him. And he was like, I saw your profile on Match.
Stop.
Derek, really?
Yeah, somebody sent me a screenshot. Right. He's like, oh, you on Tinder?
No.
I was like, oh, I see you. Yeah, I swiped across you a long time ago. Yeah.
He was enough.
Right. You see that? You know.
They'll be on there long enough.
And then my friend was on Match, and she was asking me about this guy, and I looked at the picture. I was like, nah, you don't want it.
But it works, though. Online dating works. There are people who have gotten married from online dating.
There are.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think it just opens up the pool.
But also when friends introduce you to people, too. I mean, because you have to tap into your network.
I would be more open to knowing somebody personally rather than this person that's
random
that created this profile and they're probably news.
Yeah. Now I do think a lot of online profiles these guys have like women they're like married and they have a girlfriend. They try to get
plenty of married men on Tinder.
Okay. Right. Yeah. We had I think who was it? One of our friends posted something on Tinder, and the dude had a picture with his wife on there too. And she probably, I was like, what?
They might be swinging though. You can't. Sure, like,
some woman was like, yes, I want both of them.
Disgusting. But it's married men out though. The last time I was out with, where were we? It's probably the same place, only place we ever go.
Yeah.
And I was out with one of our friends, and she was talking to this guy, and then we got up and walked away, and she was like, he's married. He showed up married.
The situation that happened to me was ridiculous with the married dude. I'm like, what?
Married.
I don't play those games, dude.
So do you have any type of physical preference that you're looking for as I'm thinking about who I'm going to hook you up with?
As long as I can look at you and talk to you.
I don't know what that means.
I can't.
I don't know what that means.
I don't have a physical preference.
Okay.
If I can look at you and have a conversation with you.
So he can look like anything. What do you mean?
He wouldn't be anything. My thing is like, as long as you're like, you don't have to be.
What's your celebrity crush? We need to have some idea of what a crush would look like.
And my portfolio is a wide range.
My portfolio.
Look, I do like
Lance Gross.
Oh yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm.
Larry.
Who's Larry?
Fitzgerald.
I don't know who that is.
Football player. Okay, yeah.
Let me get on the Google.
Arizona, he'll be here this weekend. Is he married? I think he is. Did he just have a baby?
We said Arizona.
Okay.
Huh? Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, keep going. I'm Googling him.
I'm trying to think who else is it. There's this new guy.
All right. It goes down in the DMs.
Okay, he looks like he's from Florida. Where he from?
It goes down in the DMs.
He's from Minneapolis.
I would say he's from Minnesota. Yeah, he is, because I know somebody that knows him.
Huh?
That's probably it. I'm trying to think. Chris Brown.
I love Chris Brown. Girl, I love that new
city. Lean Chris Brown or like...
No, not lean.
This Christmas Chris Brown.
This Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. Because lean, he looked like he...
When he's sick... Fresh out of jail when he was looking sick.
He was looking fat fresh out of jail. And now he's back in shape. He dropped the weight.
He's looking a little crackish right now.
Well, I saw a picture of him today. He didn't look bad.
He's doing better.
we love you, CB. I do.
Chris Brown. I'm trying to say, I love his music. Extra fine.
So, height preference?
I'm sure.
Stop trying to lead the witness, okay? No, you're the only person that has a height preference.
Because I'm tall, okay?
Spare me.
Thank you.
Okay? There are supermodels who marry small, short men.
Kevin Hart.
Exactly.
I don't have a height preference as long as you're taller than me.
Thank you. That's my height preference.
5'3", so.
Okay, so he can be 5'4", and you're good.
Yeah, no.
Can your man be 5'10"? Hey, cutie. Because you're 5'9", right?
I'm 5'8", so he could be 5'10".
You a lie.
I'm not. No.
Thank you for exposing the lie. Thank you.
I don't really have a physical.
You just need to be able to communicate, like have a good conversation.
Yeah.
Engaging.
Just, you know, just look like something.
You know, he has to be presentable.
Yeah, like
dress like, nice, you know, clean cut.
Well, like what's yeah.
Clean cut. I mean, you have a beard, but I need you tamed. Yeah. I need it groomed. Tamed.
Yeah, because if you're the rough look is just like to look at.
Right. I know what you mean. Like that's
like the you sexy, I just wanna look at you.
But I don't really want to have a conversation.
I don't want to marry you. Okay. Well, I haven't really talked to somebody who had like this rough look.
My whole thing is you can be clean cut
and still have a scruffy kind of look.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have
it's a scruffy It's the wintertime. A lot of men go that scruffy, rough look now.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have, like, building guys in your head, but they don't really exist, though. Like,
Aaron Rodgers.
Hey.
It's fine.
Aaron Rodgers. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Football player.
Green Bay.
What?
I detest him.
Why?
Probably just because I don't like Green Bay as a football team after I've had to watch this full season of football. So it's like, I'm so over him.
Well, but you he's don't have to on see the, anymore this season.
Is it Dr. Pepper?
No, it's All State.
He's on some check. Commercial. Yeah. No, okay.
Double check.
Not that he's not when good looking. I just don't like him as a person. Look. I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
like,
when I'm he gets his little rough look.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. He doesn't look as good as, I mean, if we're going to the other side, I think Greg Olsen is still good looking.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Did we just have this conversation about him?
Yeah.
No, you were talking about, what's his name?
Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Luke looks a little slow to me. He looks like he might just have like a little touch of something.
Concussions that he's probably had.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
He might just be slightly, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that on air.
Keep pounding. That's all we'll say. Keep pounding.
Yeah, I don't really have a preference. Even if you ask like some of my closest friends, like they'll be like, yeah, she done did everything.
Good. That gives me so much more to work with. I'm so excited.
But he
excited.
Just has to be have like kind of health conscious. Like he just can't be loose everywhere.
Girl.
Or he
loose? Oh, like bad.
Ooh.
Okay.
I say loose as in where you can be loose now, but you want to not be loose. There's some people who are okay and accept where they are. I don't want you to accept it. I want you to know that, you know, they're...
Yeah.
It'd be different. Yeah, not loose. Because people... Men can have man titties, but they're muscular.
Mm-hmm.
And you have loose titties.
Mm-hmm.
For the men. Nah.
What you're not going to need is a bra. No, ma'am.
You can't be bigger than mine. Right.
And your stomach can't be better than mine. And your booty, I don't like a man with hips. No, none of that.
So that's where I draw the line. It's hips and booty. Mm-hmm.
But if you have that nice friend, not hips, but
For dudes with nice, yeah, I'm all for that. But
there's
not
a guy
the hips
for
and
Green
the,
Bay that has
the
biggest booty and hips. Oh my God. What is his number?
Anywho, while you look up that.
It's hippie. It's just.
It's just
I can't
too
think
much.
Of his name right now.
No.
I don't want you to be too muscular either. If you work out a lot and you just all muscle, like your booty muscle, you walk. Like
you can't
Richard
put your arms
Rogers
down.
Is his name.
You got a picture?
They probably not going to show all to everything.
You're all foolish.
But you got to see him when he, like, in the uniform and, like, walking. He's got so much booty. And it's just, it's too much.
It's too much.
Anyway. I'm off
topic. I mean, really? Look at it.
It's what happened.
So, overall, as a virgin, you have the same dating issues as a single, regular, non-virgin.
Yeah, she's a regular person.
I mean, I know, but I think it's probably more challenging,
though.
She's
into a unicorn.
She's a unicorn.
You're a unicorn?
Hell no. I could be. Put a horn on my head. Look at
I'm a unicorn.
lies.
But no, what I'm saying is that I think, you know, the date, it still comes back to the men, I feel like, in any, whatever your situation is, and, you know, trying to find that right one. Because it's finding the one that's willing to align. Like, look at Megan Good and her husband, Devin Franklin. Like, he was, you know, living that lifestyle. And she had made that decision, I think, before they met to live that same lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So I think it's finding someone
that's, yeah, that's equal and that's okay.
Yep.
And it's also, like, you got to be strong. You can't just be, like... Not to say you can have the hotel, like you said, your friend did, and do all of that. But if y'all ever go to the beach, same thing. When you have a two piece,
right?
And it's just like you got to be able to look at me and be like, "Damn, well, not tonight,
right?"
And it goes on both ends. I'm not gonna say that it's not easy for me to not have self control, but it's easier for me because I don't know what I'm missing. Other people know what they're missing. It's been plenty of guys. I'm like, oh, he can get it. And then it's like, no, maybe not.
Right.
But yeah, if you that fine, I kind of probably don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be an infatuation.
It's going to be difficult. Yeah. I would just, I mean, I think my only advice to you would be to try and find someone that already shares the same lifestyle. Right. And I know that's difficult. I'm not telling you to go, like, meet a cornball or anything. But there's just something about a man that has that much willpower and strength.
Yeah.
And I think even if he's, you know, an introvert, and you just that type of strength that it requires for a man in 2016 to abstain, I think makes for a good leader and probably a good family man.
And some men don't know. I've asked guys before, how long have you ever abstained? Like, if this would be your first time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if this is your first time and your life hasn't changed since the last time you did it for 3 weeks.
But also, what caused you to abstain? Because, you know, we have these conversations where I say I'm celibate.
Because she's not currently seeing anybody at this moment right now, today, at this very moment. That does not mean.
But it changes because then I've heard this one guy was like, he did it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because he needed to refocus things. He felt like that was like clouding his judgment on life, things like that. So I feel like that was a good, you know, that was a good response, at least for me, whether he's lying or not.
Right.
Take your word for it.
Right.
So I haven't asked that question in a while because it's kind of like at this age, if I ain't had it, you know when I'm going to have it. It ain't gonna be tomorrow.
Right.
So, either
you. But I think it's still good for you to know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what you're doing.
But I haven't even talked to somebody to that extent. Okay. So it's like, okay, whatever.
Okay. Shams and Apps coming soon?
Shams and Apps is coming soon. I don't know when exactly, but it's coming. And I will have some eligible bachelors there. I don't know any that are in that lifestyle. But I can dig through crates. See what I can find.
Through the crates.
They could have changed their lifestyle for January 2016.
They could have.
Yeah.
That would require me to ask them what they're doing, and that might be a bit much.
I heard me slip that in there. Anyway.
When you change your lifestyle?
Every day.
Yesterday? For Martin Luther King Day, you change your lifestyle?
I have a dream.
You trying to make a change in your life?
The hate.
God, please.
The hate.
You never know. I have guy friends who, one of my close guy friends, that he pretty much went on the, he's going to abstain. Mm-hmm. But ironically, he keeps meeting these virgin women, or these women who are abstaining. But he's like, nah, I got to go get this and got to go with it. And now he's to the point where he's finally like, he's dating this girl who was a virgin when they first started dating. But she was like all over him. So he was like, you got to get away from me. We can't do this. And then,
right, because you can't say that. And then, so, right, was she really going to do it?
She gave in.
Oh, is she crazy?
She is 37. I want to say she was 39, but I don't think she was turning 40 this year. But she, like, I think she was 37.
Was she crazy afterwards?
I mean, they still together now.
Oh, okay.
This is all, like, current.
Oh, okay.
But And I don't think he's going anywhere. Okay. But they like read books together and all this other lame stuff.
He gotta read a book.
Yeah. I'm so lucky. I'm done.
Cause yeah. I mean, it's really cute though. It's kind of one of those things where like I feel like she's probably been the longest. I was like, she gonna make it to her keep doing what she doing, she gonna make it.
Okay.
So it's
like there are men out there that are willing to do that. It's just finding who is. And it's, or it's just having a conversation where a man that says, somebody who's never done it, it's like, you know, I've been thinking about doing it, da da da, and then they meet me and it's like, voila. And then it's like, oh, yes. It's gonna work out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's only hope.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
For the most part.
Do you go to the same church?
Mm-hmm. I try to go to church every Sunday. If I miss, it's like, because I'm out of town. Like, if I don't go for probably like 3 weeks, it's like, oh, I got to get in the church house type thing. Versus, I'm watching online. I might be like, oh, I'm going to get some extra sleep. I'll just roll over when it's time. When the preacher gonna preach. But yeah.
I mean, I was just gonna say, maybe you should just go to different churches.
Yeah, I did that. But even going to different churches,
you don't see enough.
I gotta go to something behind, like, classes or something to make sure they have the classes or something like that.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it just increases the amount of people that you meet. Because you're going to a different church every Sunday. Mm.
Yeah, I did that for like a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't really talk to people at church. I'm a pew member.
I'm like, I'm not there for that.
I ain't gonna say that I wasn't gonna try to go to this class they got and maybe somebody would be in there.
Singles?
But.
Not ministry. Singles ministry reminds me of something else. Like singles groups. You know, singles groups at church?
They do. They're trying to get our church to do that stuff, but. Most of the time, it's probably like 30 women and like 5 men.
Right. Which was
30 women that are there, they're like, ah.
And that's what I'm saying. And I don't want church either. Women. Because everyone
wants them. Yeah, that's true.
Can't wait. But I'm a pew member. Like,
yeah, and then the women at church, they might not be that friendly and receptive to you because you're new. And then it's like, if you actually happen to talk to one of the 5 guys that are there, and they like, how she come in and swoop and get him, right? And him putting in work for 8 years.
It's really true,
women be like that.
Yes, they are. And they're crazy. Justin,
I know. Imagine when he dates a woman that doesn't even go to church, nor does she believe in your religion. And it's like, really? We've been here putting in work all these years?
They worse than folks that don't go to church. That's the thing. They're horrible.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's why I wouldn't necessarily, like, if you see me walk around a couple times for offering, maybe, you know.
Right.
But you have to catch me because I'm in and out.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you.
But, yeah.
Well, this was a good interview. I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it? We didn't go too crazy, did we?
No.
Good.
Nothing that wasn't normal. I wanted to, but
I don't have those. Never used them before.
Look.
I've never had a sex toy. Never used them. I don't know nothing about them.
No masturbation at all?
So you've never had an orgasm before?
Nah, yes.
How?
From oral sex.
But.
you guys should see. I'm watching, like, the Equalizer. Dead silence. Like,
because my mind is going, like, 100 miles an hour, but it's like, okay, no. Calm down. Calm down, you guys. You can't, like, go that deep. But, okay. Because you did say you were kind of changing the way you wanted to do things. So does that mean you're ruling out the oral activities from here on because you
want... That's the plan.
Okay. Okay.
That's always the plan.
Okay, so we had a show that says... We were talking about this size matter, but we really were talking about, like, how important sex is in a relationship. Like, whether it's good or bad or whatever. Do you think you would be good when you get married, not having any experience? Like, what if you're like a terrible lay?
Probably. I would think so. I mean,
you think you'd be terrible?
I mean, what makes you, because my question is always ask God, what makes you good?
I mean, it's on like a person by person basis. It depends on what.
I think it's how the woman's body reacts to the male's body.
Yeah. But, like, I'm saying, like, if.
That's what I'm like, what would make you bad? And it also depends on what he. I don't know. I've always been a person where I'm the adventurous. Mm-hmm. So I'm always open to other things. I don't want to be the, and I do ask dudes this now. I'm like, you have sex just in the bed? Is that all you do? And I've had guys that say, yeah, I wouldn't go outside the bed. The lights got to be off.
What?
I wouldn't want to marry somebody.
You had a man
like
say that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
And I wouldn't want to marry somebody who I was
like that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or what are you like? Where's the place you want to have sex? And I asked them that question. No, 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 we ain't about to do it. But
just
I asked just to figure out where their mind is, because those kinds of responses lead into. Well, other things you don't do. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like you can be good at something, but you also have to learn what someone else likes. So they have to teach you how to please them, just like I got to teach them how to please
but
them.
But I think that's even if you're not a virgin. I mean,
you can't
go and do the same thing with each person and think you're going to have the same results. So.
Yeah, but I know what I like because I've had experience.
Oh, right. I know what I think. Right, so I can tell you.
How would you be able to
instruct him? Well, I don't.
Initially, I wouldn't. It would be all instructions. Do what? Do what? You want me to do what? Yeah.
And then you're not like touchy feely. You said you weren't touchy feely.
So I'm like 0 to 100. Either he's gonna have to be romantic.
Okay.
You don't think you're romantic?
Mm-mm. Hmm.
I will come in the house and just meet you and sit on one end of the couch and then sit on the other.
But see, I think it's different with the intimacy.
Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. People who are like that, they like that.
Yeah, I'm just not a, like, I'm not a hugger.
No.
But I hug people. So now there's certain groups of people that I hang around that
you
they
know
hug.
You have to hug, yes.
So that's... And I'm okay with it, but I'm just not that... Like, I have friends that be like, all right... Because we know we're not about to hug. And then now it's like, I think I've gotten to the age where now it's like, no, I want to hug you. But I'm slow. That's why I said I didn't have emotions before. I feel like I've gained them now. But I am either I'm a standoffish or I'm in your face. I'm not the kissy, oh, we have to kiss, da, da, da. But if you keep giving me a church hug, I'm going to tell you about yourself.
That.
So it's like either I'm going to be on the other end of the couch or I'm going to be up under you.
But it's all about your attraction level and your comfort level with the person.
No, I can be attracted to you, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, I probably need to stay.
What determines it, though? What determines you being on the side of the couch?
That could be my guard. Okay. Like, ooh, if I get too close, we sitting on the couch, we might be in the bed in a minute, or we might be on the floor. Like, it really could just go really extreme, so I try to be, like, all the way. But if you welcome me,
you know it's not... You don't want to lead a person on, basically. Is that what it kind of is?
Correct. Okay. I won't lead you on. Like, I'm not going to reach up for a kiss.
Mm.
Unless...
Reach up, as in he's taller. But anyway.
Cut it. Okay.
I'm not
going to
lean in for...
Thank you. Lean in.
I'm not going to lean in for a kiss. Like,
I'm done with you.
But after certain interactions... Sometimes I am going to be like, you know, after you've had like a good, let's say, weekend or something. It's God's Day. We had a good weekend. So it's kind of like, you knew after you hug. No, we kissing. Like, you're not about to leave me without kissing me.
Yeah.
But there are several people I've dated for months and months. And he never kissed these lips.
Wow.
So, but kissing to me seems more intimate than I've had dudes that have done oral sex and I've never kissed them.
Do you ever feel the package?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is that a requirement?
Not necessarily.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Not necessarily, because then it's just like, you guys did that, Amy. So I don't really, I haven't had, like, felt a big, small, long, because a lot of times people talk about inches, so I start trying to think about people that I've seen, and I'm like, so was his big?
Not people. Men lie.
No, I'm talking about the ones that I've seen.
Okay, I was like, going to say, all of them lie.
Women talk about, y'all talking about that too. But women talk about, oh, girl, he got 8 inches. And I'm like, well, so-and-so, but his was like this round. And he's So I just.
So I would encourage you to fill the package. Because.
I do it often.
It's not always about length. Sometimes about size. It's a lot of different things.
Right. There's only been one that I was just like, bruh.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a, yeah, that was, yeah. He's married. And I hope she likes it.
She must. Right. But I think it's, like, there's so many factors that go into actual intercourse. It's so much more than just
size.
It's so much more than him just sticking it in. And so I think you have to, like, if this is the person that you're going to go crazy over, right? Because if you're marrying him, then I hope you get crazy about him. But you want to be happy with that activity because you're stuck with it.
And that's why I think it's another big thing where it's kind of like you don't have it before then, because you have all of this faith and prayer and everything prior to it happening to when it does happen. You have all this other, as your, all these other things as your foundation. So there's ways around, like, okay, well, when he got hard, it was the same size it was last time. But now that we're married, you kind of overlook those things and you figure out a way to work with it. Just because you have built this foundation where you're, it's just like you have exes that you look at and you like, they ugly than a mom, but I was in love with them. But it's kind of one of those things where you have this love foundation. You have all these other types of intimacy that you have done prior to that, where I feel like you get to that point where if it's something you don't like, you talk about things. Y'all don't went all these years without it, so y'all communicated maybe enough then. Yeah. And I think there's some type of strength and faith that you have that's going to work together then. Because it's like, what you going to do now? You going to divorce me?
So, no, let's hope not. I mean,
and that's what I'm sticking on.
I guess my opinion, one, it's not of religion. It's not based in religion because I don't believe in organized religion. But I think you can't control what your body desires.
I agree with
that. So you can love this person to the core of your being, but your body is just going to desire something. Whether you've ever had it or not, right? And so if he ain't hitting the spot, he just ain't hitting it. And you can love him, you can try and talk to him about it. Yeah, she'll know. She, you know when you eat food that you like.
Yeah.
Right? You may have never had this meal before, but if you eat it one time, you know if you like it and you don't like it.
Yeah.
And you know what you crave. And you can't say exactly what that thing is.
Is, yeah.
But you know when it's being fulfilled. Yeah. I think that's how our body
works.
So
it can be taught?
I think you could teach a squirrel how to climb a tree, or you can try and teach a duck how to climb a tree.
But are they going to be able to climb it?
Yeah.
Like, you can try to teach anybody anything, but I don't know if they're going to learn it and perfect
to
it.
Do, yeah.
And, you know.
And I think, but it's also one of those things where I'm going to teach somebody something that I don't know, too. So that's why I guess kind of going in, and I guess that's why I also hesitated on, do I want somebody who is a virgin? Not against it, not saying that I want somebody who has sex before, but it's just kind of one of those things where it's all a working process. It's just like, I guess, any other relationship, you know?
I don't think it has anything to do with you living this lifestyle or him living a lifestyle, right? Because you can meet a man who's been having sex since he was 16
and don't know what he's doing,
and
girl,
don't know what he's doing.
Hello.
It's like, bro, were you here? Like, right. Were you here when this was happening?
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't, or you can be a guy who's never,
don't know
nothing, okay? They don't know. Or you can meet a guy who maybe has only had sex 2 times, and it's like, ooh.
Right.
How did you learn that?
And then, but on the other end, it's just like, am I going to know that that's bad and that's not?
But it's all about for you. What's bad?
That's
or what's
what I'm saying.
Good
to how
you.
Am I gonna know what's bad?
You don't know.
You go if you're not you're getting know. Anything from it. If you walk away like that's what I'm looking for,
you're gonna know.
That's the problem. That's what it is. Oh, okay.
Again, think. I mean, really think about it. Like eating. Like just because you haven't had this particular dish before, but when you eat it, you
know
if it's good or not. Yeah. And if it fills you up, yeah. Like, you're going to know.
It'll be wonderful.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I don't think initially it's going to be good, or whether they're good or bad, I don't think initially it's going to be good at all.
I think it will be. Yeah, I think be you, yeah.
Oh, that's the first time I've ever heard somebody say the first time it'd be good. Yes. Everybody I heard was their first time was the worst ever.
Well, I guess it depends on you. I mean, I'm thinking just your first time with a new partner, even. A lot of times it's awkward and it's not good, but then there's that one chance where it's like, amazing. Like, where have you been all my life?
Seriously, my life. I love you. Please don't ever leave me. Yeah. You will go crazy. Well, that's what's gonna happen. Don't go crazy if you don't have to. You're going to be stuck like me in the boo. Girl. I wish he would.
I can't even deal with that.
There was a meme on Instagram that said, like, if your woman don't fuss at you, then that means.
Yes. Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And I'm like, should I send this
to the boo?
No, I'm not saying it. I'm not that brand.
That is true, though. You will go crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, I'm too old to be crazy. That's all. It's a good crazy, as long as it's reciprocated, you know.
Oh, it's going to be reciprocated.
Uh-oh. She crazy. Look at that.
I'm not coming to help you. Like, I'm not anybody windows. Yeah. I left that life behind.
Whatever.
Call me before 8.
You know. I got a curfew.
It's a wintertime. It got dark at 5:30
mid-road. Oh, no, right?
This was good. I'm excited. Yeah. So, thank you so much for coming on.
And kicking off our singles series. Yeah. I think this is an awesome, like, first topic to have kind of set the standard.
It'll be interesting to see what comes next.
Oh, yes. Champs and apps.
Champs and apps is on deck.
Champagne.
That's
what I thought you were saying.
Yeah. My brother said he doesn't like the Champs and Apps name. He said it doesn't hit. He was like, stop saying it. I was like, it.
He didn't
hear
no nothing.
I was like, I like it.
Why not?
I like it.
He's a hater. What can you do? So to all of our listeners, thank you guys for listening. To catch the past episodes, please check out our website at drinktillwearemarried.com. You can listen on iTunes and SoundCloud.
But if you hit the website, just so you can stay up to date on the episodes, sign up for the newsletter. You'll stay informed each week. And any events we have or any blogs we post, you'll get the newsletter weekly, and it'll have all that information in there.
Yep. So till the next time, cheers.
And remember, I'd rather be single than sober. She would.
Don't bother her. She's drinking.
Yes.
She's
drinking. Absolutely.
Right. Bye, guys.
Bye.